Welcome back to You Are Beautiful with Brian Trust. Вы красивы.
Everybody, welcome to You're Beautiful.
Welcome. Hello.
Yes, welcome. Hey, does anybody see a change in here? Matter of fact, speaking of it, you can see the line 314-643-7280. We're going to rock this thing. So if you're tuning in right now live and you're paying attention, there's actually two different things right now going on. I'd like you to reach out, text me, and tell me if you notice those two things, okay? Hey, it's Brian Trust, host of You're Beautiful, and I have Miss MJ joining us.
Hello, hello.
Yes, and you know, MJ, they're so used to seeing you. They don't see you in the corner, but you know, we would say MJ's here, and then she's waving the hand, right?
Some of you have seen my hand. If you were listening last week, I came on for the last like 10 minutes during that amazing interview with Myla, and yep, now I'm here for today's stream, and next week we'll be back to CJ, so this is a one-day special for now.
Yeah, so nobody text yet, so they didn't know the one difference right there that no CJ, but MJ's here. So we're actually going to put, we're going to put CJ on the spot, right? Mm-hmm. Because CJ said he was watching from home today, so we're going to see if CJ hits that 314-643-7280. So I got to start the show as I always do. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling so good today, Ryan. How are you feeling?
Phenomenal. Whenever you know we're going to be in the presence of the Lord and speak Jesus, fired up. And guys, that's what I'm talking about. This infectious smile, even though I'm large, I'm putting stretch marks on the shirt. When we talk Jesus, guys, it's about the relationship. Matter of fact, speaking of Jesus, you know, if you've been tuning in and you're just now tuning in, the purpose of this show is so I can connect with you, so you can connect with Jesus and create a relationship with Jesus. You know, if you're new, I don't know scripture. I've been to church. I'm not going to, you know, say that I haven't. But there, I learn from bringing guests on. That's what I absolutely love about the show. As a matter of fact, again, I'm going to push this phone number so much today. If you have been tuning in, I'd like you to text me and let me know. You know, I always put that challenge out there. I tell you, Michael Jackson, that's my favorite song, The Man in the Mirror, MJ. And one of the reasons why, you know, some of the lyrics it talks about, are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to make a difference? So I'm actually asking, if I've encouraged, inspired, glory be to God, I'm asking you guys, if the show is working and it's helping you, I encourage you to text me, you know, two fingers out there, let me know you're out there, you know, send me a text, and I'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely, and with this community that you're building here on the show, also send in some prayer requests. We want to hear what's going on in your life, maybe get some community, some prayers out there for you, so another just good thing that to use that number for, message us.
Exactly. What MJ just said is we've had previous guests on the show, and they were giving out their personal phone numbers and said if you're in need of prayer, they would pray for you. And that's what, again, unity in the community. This show is to use these Riverbender airwaves to connect with you. And again, what I'm preaching here, you don't have to know scripture. You know, verbiage that I always talk about. Matter of fact, when our guest comes on, I got a question about verbiage. But the excitement of every morning when you wake up, you thank Jesus that you just woke up. And then from there, if you start from there, you put your 2 feet on the ground and you have the balance to stand up to go to the restroom. Because a lot of times we take that for granted. Mm-hmm. You know, just yesterday, you know, it's sad. I just moved my mother-in-law. You know, she's been bouncing. She's had some difficulties. And it's unfortunate for me to say, my wife was telling me that this last move yesterday is probably her final move, you know? And when I'm in the nursing home, when you see the wheelchairs and the walkers, I can't really say it's a sadness. I mean, it is. But I'd like to believe if they know Jesus, that as thankful as I am to wake up and to get up, I hope they have that same feeling, whether it be in a chair and a walker, that you're blessed with life.
Absolutely.
You know, you're blessed with the freedom to move around, you know?
My friends, so when I was back in college, I'm only 22 now, but when I was in college, I had this one friend who was really concerned with getting old. She didn't like the idea. She was like, no, I don't want to get old. I will do everything in my power not to get old. And I was really concerned because I was like, it's such a beautiful thing to age, to, I am with my high school sweetheart. He's the love of my life. And what I really notice about us is we're watching each other change. We're watching each other get old and lose some of those younger features. And that's a blessing. Every day waking up, being able to be like, yeah, I'm changing. That's amazing. That's incredible.
You know how mature that is? Because you said you're 22 and you both acknowledge that. I'm 52 and I'm just learning that. So I just want to say that's very mature. So guys, you know, I ask two questions when you come on the show, and this might make MJ, I don't know, but I'm just going to put it out there. I always dedicate the show to someone, and MJ, I'm dedicating the show to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. You don't want to know why?
Yes, please do tell me.
Guys, if you know me, you know I'm quirky, I'm zany, I'm all over the place. You know, MJ responded to one of my ads, and the ad was, you know, for social media assistance. I've had so many people tell me, Brian, this job is too good to be true. And I'm like, well, then why aren't you applying, right? So, MJ, you've been with me for roughly how long now?
Right about 2 months.
About 2 months, okay. MJ does so much for me, and she always does it with a smile, and I hope you're loving the job.
I am. I really am. It's just a chance to really flex some of my creativity and some of the stuff that I went to college to learn how to do in a fun, impactful way, because the one thing that I really love about this show is how far we're reaching out into the community. And so if you're not following us on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, go ahead and do that. We've got a TikTok shirt in the background. If you haven't replied, that was our second new thing. But make sure you give us a follow. We've got a ton of content related to this. You've got your dorky dad content, which is just kind of a behind the scenes. And there's just so much that you have allowed me to do to grow as a social media person and help your podcast grow. And I hope that people are responding well to that and they're excited to be a part of this community.
Well, not just necessarily the social media part, but what are you doing today? You're on the show.
I am on the show today. We're very excited.
This is so awesome. So y'all got to make some noise for MJ. Same thing. I want to push that phone number so much. If you're excited and proud of MJ, use that 314 number. You know, we're getting some messages, but I want to keep putting it out there. I want people to communicate with us. We talked about prayers. If you have questions, if a show comes up and there's something I could do, you know, I'd love to hear it. But listen, I got to tell you, I got a guest waiting outside. Since day one, I've been trying to get him on the show. I am so excited. So we're probably going to go to an early commercial if you want to pull a Papa John up there. But you know, I've learned that I'm running out of time because I ramble and I talk so much. So before we go to the commercials, I got to bring up my son-in-law. I can't wait to drive him batty, guys. He comes back in town today. He's been out for several days in Rome.
Wow,
yes,
in Rome. That's incredible.
I don't, you know, maybe if I went to like Roma's Pizza and had a little taste of Italy or something, that's about the furthest I travel. But I'm so proud of him because, of course, he's taking care of my daughter. But guys, Wall Street Financial, I got a late start. I'm 3 decades older than you. I'm not going to put it on the air, MJ, but if you haven't started yet about preparing for your financial future, whether it be stocks, Roth IRAs, some of the terminology I don't know, and that's why we got the phone number out there. Simply reach out to the 1-800 number, talk to Papa John, that's what I call him, okay? Tell him you heard it from his son-in-law, Brian Trust, whatever you want, but more importantly, you're not going to feel pressure to invest right away. Ask all the questions. I promise you he'll be patient with you and teach you a lot of things and hopefully to get you start investing. So, guys, I want to get Cole in here, but what we're going to do first to Papa John, Wall Street Financial, and all of our commercials, thank you so much for endorsing us, supporting us, because the show wouldn't exist without you. We'll be right back.
When I got in the car accident at the ER, they gave me a prescription of hydrocodone. And over time, it took more medication to mask the pain. I moved over to drug seeking and found heroin and fentanyl. I went to the Centerstone rehab facility and it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I have my own car, I have a job, there's nothing holding me back anymore.
Center.
Hey Sherry, talk to me, dream team.
We've got Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, what up? It's Mike Keith, the proud graduate of Lewis and Clark Community College. I got my start in broadcasting and now I work all over the country. I discovered my path in media, but I could have been an electrician. Or I could have been a nurse.
Maybe not.
We are Phillips 66 Wood River Refinery. We make the fuels that take us to work and our children to school. We make materials and energy products that allow us to stay connected to each other. We care about the quality and safety of our products because we care about the communities we share. Our employees live our values of safety, honor, and a commitment to act as good neighbors where we live and operate. We are Phillips 66.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. Welcome Cole to the show.
Woo-woo. What's going on?
Hey, Cole, you just heard Michael Jackson. I'm telling you, that's my favorite song. And I'm not saying all the lyrics are there, but if you saw some of those that are up there and it's just talking about making the world a better place, why wouldn't you?
Come on. Yeah,
you know,
that's
right,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
And it starts with the man in the mirror. It's about making a change. One positive thought, one positive attitude can totally change the direction of your day. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, 100% agree. It's all on us, right? Like every day, our attitude, our outlook on life can change the outcome of something throughout the day. So, man.
Look at his smile. He's glowing. He's infectious. So you know this guy in the morning's waking up. And I'd like to put it out there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
With the word obedient, man, you start your morning, every morning, thanking Jesus,
yes,
aren't you?
You have to.
Amen?
You have to.
Right.
Follow it up by getting in His Word a little bit, pray a little bit, and that starts your day off the right way, man.
Attitude is everything.
Yeah.
Right? So, guys, I've been reaching out to Cole now for almost probably 2 months, right,
yeah,
to be,
yeah,
on the show. So, the guys, I'm just going to share with you, you know, a lot of people that I've reached out to, Cole, I got you on the show because you have been a major impact on why this show even exists, okay? So, guys, just doing a little backtracking, we just talked to MJ. MJ's been with us for 2 months. That ad that I ran out there for social media, Cole was my first social media. Do you remember that,
yes,
dude?
Yes, yes.
I'd say we had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun.
Okay.
We had a lot of fun.
We talked about my vision of this podcast, just never did it. And I think a lot of times I blamed it on you two. And what I mean by that, guys, you see I struggle with the buttons and I was intimidated, but my fire and my passion was there. And look, I'm spitting all over the place. But Colum, doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Dude, I'm so proud of you. And to know how this all came about on the back end, that there's a platform here and that you could have chose to use it for anything, but you chose to use it to glorify God and to put Him first. I think that's awesome. And I wish we had more things like that. So thank you for having me on and allowing me to be a part, because it's beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Did you see that? We're going to edit that and,
yeah,
use it in our future.
Oh,
brother, I appreciate you saying that, because a lot of time you're starting to hear it come out where we talk about the unity in the community.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, platforms and so many things have been out there way before I, you know, started doing this. But I believe when we step out of that comfort, make that change.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm doing here with this show. What if? What if we just touch one person on this show today and they pay it forward with doing something similar that I may be doing?
Yeah.
You know? And I can't tell you how much I appreciate those kind words.
For sure.
It just makes me want to keep doing this.
Yeah, keep doing it.
Right. So, guys, I got to tell you a little bit more about Cole, okay? So, going back to the social media, we talked about you're beautiful, but, you know, I still love, we did a New Year's Eve. I think that was a 3-hour special.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That was exhausting.
So much editing, so much filming,
right,
that we did for that, but I thought it went great.
So I tell you that I'm never going to put you on the spot, but Cole said he's just going to run with it. So on live TV, I'm putting you on the spot.
Let's get it.
Okay. Spell guitar for me.
Oh, my goodness. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. Okay. I'm going to spell it wrong.
That's,
I know,
all right.
I know what's about to happen.
Go ahead.
It's G-U-I-T-A-R? No. G-U... Because now once you spelt it right, then you're like, am I wrong?
Right. Well, I'm going to let you off the hook.
G-U-T-I-A-R.
Very good.
There we go.
So, guys, you know, the show is about Jesus, but I just got to bring up some humor. Cole was doing social media for me. We were just having so much fun. Matter of fact, we even had listeners in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, this was awesome. But then I get this message. Hey, you spelled guitar wrong, okay?
No.
So instead of, but this is the fun that we have, okay? So instead of like going crazy, Cole and I came up with this idea that I was going to fire him on TV.
Yeah.
And what I loved about your social media, you know, MJ, and we'll go back to that TikTok later, is that the way you would just blend the, I mean, what's probably normal to you is like the technical stuff that I don't want to mess with.
Right.
So we've had so much fun. But hey, guys, I'm rambling so much today because I'm fired up, as I always am, every Thursday when you get to be in the presence and speak about Jesus. Thank God, right?
Yeah, good stuff.
But we got to celebrate something today. Today is 1 month of what, Cole?
I had my first child. James Matthew was born on July 1st. And he has been an absolute joy. My wife and I are so thankful to have him in our lives. And you know, you don't realize what fatherhood and parenting is going to be like until it gets there. But it's like we've had him forever. You know, it's just nothing. We don't skip a beat with him. It's been great.
You know, there is no guidebook. There is no handbook on kids. You know, you get people invested in you and sharing with you and stuff, but. You know, when it's in your own shoes and you're holding your own child, I mean, it's just precious.
There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. You know?
I can't explain it.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
So going back, and by the way, Mama is doing
Mom's
well.
Mom's healthy. Okay? We're sleeping. That's always good. That's always good. Yeah. We're sleeping. Yeah, he's a pretty chill baby. And honestly, that goes back to prayer. You know, when we started this process, my wife and I have been married 7.5 years, and we were very intentional about waiting to have kids. We wanted to be married. We wanted to enjoy marriage. We wanted to build our marriage, and we wanted to have that center on God. But when we started really planning out kids and talking about adding those additions to our family, we just started praying. And we'd ask God, okay, God, make sure our kid's healthy. We want to make sure that he's content, that he's happy, that we have everything that we need to supply for him. And God's just opened every door. And one of those things is my kid's pretty chill. He doesn't really cry unless he's hungry, and that's how I am too. So
Or a diaper needs change. You know, when you were just sharing that with us, I picked up on a word that you use that I use quite frequently, and you said intentional.
Yeah.
You know, in the past with our past shows, prayer. Yeah. I mean, prayer comes up all the time. You were also patient because there's something I'm dealing with right now. I jumped into something. And now that I'm committed to that something, another opportunity came up. And it's just like, did we jump into it in our flesh life, or did we not wait for God's timing?
Yeah.
So, you know, the power of prayer can make the difference about everything.
100%. Yeah.
So I want to bring something up, too.
Yeah, bring it up.
Okay. So, again, guys, I'm doing this show that I absolutely love. I'm hoping to connect with you. I'm hoping that you're loving the shows. And one of the ways that you could help out is when you watch the show, share it, because it's not just about me connecting with you. Your friends might not even know who Brian Trust, but if the show resonated with you, what if you share it and it also connects with that one person? Well, guess what? That's big success, okay? What I was bringing up, though, is I'm legitimately doing this show, and I could tell you 1,001 out of 1,000%, I have this amazing love for Jesus and how much it's changed my life. But where I lack is I lack of investing in the word. I do the best that I can. Well, I can't say that because you could always do better, okay? But I should know more when I'm doing the show, but I couldn't wait. I had to get out there. I'm using this radio time, this visual time, streaming, whatever you want to call it, and I'm hoping to use this zany personality just to reach out with you. But when I talk about I learn, MJ, when our guests come on the show, I creeped your Facebook a little bit, okay? So I read this, and I'm going to prove to you that I don't know the word. I've heard the word, and I'm hoping not just for you to teach me, but maybe I got new listeners. So let me read it, and then I'll ask you the question.
Yeah.
In everything, rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks. That's powerful, but where I'm embarrassed, could you tell me and our viewers, what does rejoice mean?
Mm, that's a good one.
I mean, I really don't.
Yeah.
I'd like to believe, but tell us.
Yeah, so I actually learned this from my pastor. I went through a season where I was really struggling with this word fulfillment and wanting to feel fulfilled in my life. And one of the things that he said to me was is that joy and happiness aren't the same thing. That happiness is something that comes and goes, but joy is something that the Bible tells us that we can always have. And that rejoice word goes back to the word joy, to have joy constantly. Well, how do we do that? In everything. It's something that we have to make a choice to do. You can choose to rejoice, even if it's not something that we would normally in our flesh feel like, hey, that's something to rejoice about. Here's how we can 180 it. Let's give context to it. Okay. Let's say you're on the side of the road or you're driving down the road and your tire pops. In most instances, you're probably not happy.
Not happy.
But you can rejoice, and here's why. Maybe God was protecting you from a car wreck down the road. Maybe God was wanting you to see somebody. You might have encountered somebody in that moment. And I always try to make sure to preface that God doesn't bring bad things on us. We're in a fallen world. There is sin all throughout this place. Our world is not a God-centered place, but God works everything for our good. And so in the midst of my tire being flat on the side of the road, I can rejoice because God's going to do something in this moment. He's going to create something. He's going to turn it for my good. And so it's that ability to say, although I may not be happy, happiness will come and go. I can always choose to rejoice. I can always choose joy.
Find the silver lining, 100%. Yeah.
Well, I absolutely love that because I was not being a dork by not knowing that, or naive or whatever, but now that you've given me the analogy, I just used that analogy earlier in the week, but I didn't know that's what rejoice meant.
Mm.
You know, we were talking about Jonah, which I butchered it, but briefly, I did. I felt like when I was in church, I understood it good, but when I had to re-elaborate it, I apologize to everybody, I butchered it. But you know, it was so crazy because God had instructed him to go somewhere and say the word. But in the flesh life, he's like, I'm not going there. You know, that's a crazy place to go to. You know, and the story continues to go on. My street analogy was, I was talking to a guy and I said, hey, go to Hit and Run and get me a soda, right? Which is just like not even down the street. And I said, well, if you choose not to go that and you go completely the other direction, what if you just happen to pull over to the side of the road, somebody's walking this way, you're going that way, you know that person, you turn around, you want to do a good deed, you pick them up, and then when this person gets back in the car, like, hey, can you take me to Hit and Run because I'm getting a soda or something, would you help me out? Well, you were going the opposite direction, you didn't want to go get me a soda, you turn around, pick the person up, ironically, they want to go to Hit and Run. I mean,
but choices are everything.
It's a plan and a purpose.
It's a plan and a purpose. Choices are everything. And one of the things I love about Jonah is, and this might be encouraging to someone who's listening, is understanding that even though Jonah made the wrong decision and he goes to Tarshish is the name of the city that he heads to, and he hops on this boat and he makes all these mistakes, even in the midst of his disobedience, God still used him. Because one of the things that it says is after they threw Jonah off the boat, the storm stopped, and it said that all the people on the boat started to praise and worship the God of Jonah. And so even in the midst of maybe I'm not going or I'm not choosing the thing that God's telling me to go towards, he can still use you in that moment, in that place. And then we see Jonah go and do the right thing, which is funny. You always pay the fare when you disobey God, because now he's got to go and redo the whole journey all over again. He's got to go 3 days, you know, to get to where God wanted him to be in the first place.
Well, not to mention being stuck inside of a whale.
Right, right.
I mean, That's pretty bad.
And just in that time repenting and getting right with God.
Right.
And then he gets there. He does exactly what God wants him to do. They listen, which is what's funny to me. And then Jonah does what? He goes on the outside of the city and he pouts and he gets frustrated. He's like, God, why'd you send me? I knew you were going to do that. Why did I have to go? Everything goes back to obedience.
Amen.
Everything goes back to obedience when it comes to God.
So I believe in this relationship. Folks, I'm telling you, that's why I love having Cole on the show. And wait, there's so much more I haven't even brought up yet. But, you know, we keep talking about prayer. We talk about obedience. And I'm talking about a relationship. So, you know, as you're watching this, it doesn't mean I said Matthew 13, what have you. Folks, what I'm hoping to do is if there's fear and anxiety and there's trials and tribulations in your life, I keep saying the challenge, like Michael Jackson says, before you get out of bed and you open up your eyes and your conscience, simply say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me today.
Yeah.
And it's even better than that. Because if you start having a conversation, there's no formality of thank you, Jesus, forgive me. It's just really having a conversation. And the more you start talking, the more he already knows, by the way, but you're talking right. about your life. And it's okay. You could ask for forgiveness. You could ask for this. Folks, it's free.
Yeah.
And I challenge you again. If you do this, whether it be today or anytime, again, you see the phone number, I'm simply asking you. If you have a conversation with Jesus and never have or revisit it, tell me it didn't make you feel good.
Mm, come on.
Really?
Yeah.
And then so you're obedient when you're talking to Jesus, right? And then we talk about attitude.
Yeah.
So you start feeling good, then your attitude's great. I'm fired up. Let's
yeah.
go. Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am so geeked.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that I don't shut up, so we're going to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something a little different,
Let's
a little
go.
Bit zany. So what's all over TV today? What's going on in the world today? Do you know?
The Olympics.
Amen, the Olympics. So, guys, I told you today I'm going to use this phone number. I really just want to see if you're watching, if you're out there. Matter of fact, I'm looking at my phone. I don't see nothing from CJ. CJ, you said you were watching from home, so I'm going to put you on the spot. All my watchers and my listeners out there, I'm going to put you on the spot. So guess what? Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned when I say that Simone Biles and Snoop Dogg were encouraging me for my version of the Olympics. So we're going to play a clip, and then I'm going to want you to go to that phone number, and you tell me if I got bronze, silver, or gold.
The landing.
So,
I think that is a solid gold in
solid
my opinion.
Solid gold, okay.
I think Simone Biles should be afraid of you and ready to name her next move after that little.
Right. What do you think, CJ?
What I'll say.
I said CJ.
We're thinking about you, CJ.
Yeah, we're thinking about you. What do you think, Cole?
It makes me want to see you do other events.
Oh, really?
I want to see you do the freestyle so bad
now.
We got
to get you swimming.
Well, wait a second. I think we could fulfill that. Hit another one.
I don't think we have another
one. We didn't put the other one up there.
We only put one in, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness, Cole. So, look it. You're going to have to scan this QR code before you leave. I'm telling you, Simone's on the TikTok. Snoop Dogg's on the TikTok. And there was a second one. I don't know if it's freestyle, but I'd like to call the open floor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. I got it. Yes.
It's there.
I got to see it.
It's there.
I will say what I just saw there was definitely a gold. It was definitely a gold.
What do you guys think? Matt Contarino, you've already commented on my TikTok with the gold. I love you, brother. Thank you so much. Woo, woo. Okay, so before we go to another commercial break, you know what? I'm not going to ask you the questions. Let me just get to the excitement.
Let's
here,
get
okay?
there.
I am so inspired by you. If the people don't know, so let's tell them. Youth ministry.
Yeah.
You know, I even put it on the back. Church is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the people know. Now, in the past, I know that you were doing Christian rap, Christian hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
and I think that now you went to a different genre and doing Christian punk?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that right?
I do it all, but, you know. So I still do the... my wife and I actually stepped down from being youth pastors specifically back in January. So I'm full-time traveling now, speaking to youth and churches and ministries and outreaches and everything else all across the world. But I've done that for the past 15 years. Christian hip hop's always been like the main genre, but I got to a place where I just hated it and I got real stale and I got burned out. And again, in that season of unfulfillment, and I grew up on punk music and I was like, you know what, let me step out of this for a second and just try something different. And I had a blast making it. And so now I do both. We just
so
mix
fun.
It all together.
Yeah.
And you do the lyrics yourself?
Yep. Everything is me.
Wow.
Yep.
That's incredible.
So I got to give you a plug. I mean, how can people find your music?
Very easily. Cole Abel, just like you see on the screen, on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, you name it. Just search my name and it'll pop up. Very simple.
So, hang on a second.
Oh, no.
No, you're not going freestyle?
Oh, no.
A couple bars for us for the show.
He says you got to find it.
Yeah, just go listen to the real stuff.
So on all social media, Cole Abel, you can find his music. So before we go to another commercial, this I like this. And again, I got it off your Facebook. Doing nothing will get you nothing.
Mm, yeah.
Elaborate, brother. I love that.
So I've been saying this to... a lot of different people. You know, I get the opportunity to talk and chat with people all the time, especially when it comes to life and just talking about life and what's going on. And I keep getting this common theme of like, well, I'm believing God for this, and I'm asking God for that, and I'm going through this, and I'm dealing with that, and that all these trials and tribulations and struggles and stuff. And one of the things that just kept coming into my spirit when I would pray for people is doing nothing gets you nothing. If I just say that these are my problems, if I just say that this is the struggle, if I just say this is everything that's going on, but then I make no action, no plan of action to do anything about it, then I'm staying right where I'm at. I'm never going to move beyond where I'm trying to get to if I do absolutely nothing. So if I'm believing God for a new job, well, I can ask God for a new job, but if I don't get on Indeed, if I don't go and put my name out there, if I don't submit my resume, if I don't go and do the right things in, on my part in the natural, then I can't expect God to do anything with my just my blanket request. Absolutely. And if I'm asking God to help me with forgiveness, but I don't ever put myself in a position to forgive, if I'm asking God to help me with stress and anxiety, but I don't do anything to help myself through that situation as well, to put myself in position for God to do what he wants to do, then nothing will ever happen.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like when those people we speak of, that's bitter.
Yeah.
Because, folks, again, when I keep talking about this relationship with Jesus, just because I say it, it doesn't happen. It requires work.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's all I'm simply telling you to do. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to wake up today. Thank you, Jesus, for putting my feet on the floor, which is now going to create opportunities for me to potentially go get that job.
Yeah.
And not only just get that job, but rock the day, you know?
It's faithfulness and obedience will always take you further than staying complacent. And so, again, if I want to build my relationship with God, what do I have to do? Doing nothing gets me nothing. If I want to grow my relationship, I have to do what? Get in my word, pray, go to church, worship. There's all these things that his word. We act like we don't know what to do when it comes to God, but it's all right there in his book. All we have to do is read it.
Right. And I'm embarrassed. Forgive me, Father, because I don't. So I don't know if I'm saying I'm embarrassed or not. I mean, I sometimes do struggle with getting in the word because, like, for example, rejoice.
Yeah.
I would struggle if I read the word rejoice, but when you explained it, I felt so much more comfortable with it. So I need to do a better job. Like I said, folks, I'm not sitting on this show and telling you that I'm perfect because I'm far from perfect. I'm using to be accountable and vulnerable on this show to let you know it's okay not to be perfect. The number one thing that I'm really trying to work on this show is for you to establish a relationship with Jesus. And I'm actually promising you, take the challenge.
Yeah.
Simply, you know, it's not just even the morning. When we go to the commercial, I'm going to encourage you, watch the commercials. But if you're not, meditate for a moment. Just try it.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, I think our commercials average about 3 minutes. Just talk to the man. Let him know what's going on in your life. Because when we say our Father, and you just became a father, right? What father doesn't love his kids?
Come on. Yeah.
The Father wants to hear about your day. And, you know, a lot of times you don't want to burden somebody with your problems, right?
Yeah.
But how can your Father help you if you don't put it in his hands?
Yeah.
If you don't speak to him and come to him?
And I think, Cole, you have a really unique position now as a new father where you get the same kind of, I don't want to speak for you, but I would assume you get the same kind of feeling that God gets with us, where the new baby, it's utter perfection.
Yeah.
This creation is just a blessing, and it's what... it's made from you, you know, it's made like God made us from his image. This child is made from your image. So you've got that same kind of like fatherly love. And I think that's incredible. And so how are you using that kind of feeling to further deepen your connection?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, one, when you think about the story of Jesus and what it would be like to have to sacrifice your own kid, it doesn't really hit until you have one. Mm-hmm. And now that you're holding it, I had the opportunity to do some camps here this past summer, and I've been able to share from that perspective of once you get a hold of who God is, it's like having your own kid. I promise you, you over my dead body, will you get to take this from me? Mm-hmm. Will you have any access to hurting what God's given me? And the same goes with our relationship with Christ. Anything that's going to come and try to affect, hurt, destroy what God's doing in my life, over my dead body, will you come and do something that God's given me? And so it's that, again, it's that approach of faithfulness and obedience. And I'll even encourage you, find a translation that makes sense to you when you're reading the Bible. Don't just read King James because that's the old school version. Mm-hmm. There's millions of translations out there that make it applicable, that make it make sense to you. Get in the audio, you know, they have audio Bibles now. Let someone narrate it to you if you're not a reader. I'm not a reader. I like to do the audio Bibles. I like to have it said to me because I retain a lot more in conversation than I ever would reading. So find whatever it is, find a way to get connected.
So, and honestly, and again, being honest with all you out there, I still struggle with that. We had Adam Marburger on the show, you know, helping me with an app to do so. And I'm going to tell you how I learn the most is when I go to church.
Yeah.
And I'm there for the word. And like the Jonah, I admit that I butchered repeating it, but I absolutely love the message. When I get guests on the show, I learn. But I'm apologizing to my audience. I don't dive into the book. Lazy excuses. I'm guilty of them. Yeah. But that's what I love about the show, is to get to know this stuff.
Yeah.
So I've rambled a lot. I know we're going to have to go to a commercial. Cole, don't go nowhere. I got so much love for you. I want to keep chatting with you, brother.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll get you into some scripture when we get back, and we'll read the word.
Since 1993, Sparks Junk Removal is always adapting to the needs of our clients. That is why we now offer weekly trash pickup for selected areas. Plus, we offer driveway-safe rubber tire dumpster rental. Give us a call today at 618-781-1407 or visit us at sparksjunkremoval.net.
Macias Insurance Agency, providing quality products with extremely competitive prices. As an independent provider, we source multiple companies to offer the best rates possible, covering auto, home, business, and life insurance. Our goal is to provide quality service that meets and exceeds customer expectations. You can rest easy knowing the Macias team is working round the clock to ensure that both you and the most important parts of your life are covered. Our qualified professionals make the insurance process easy so you can live carefree and focus on what matters most. Visit MaciasInsuranceAgency.com today to find out what our team can do for you.
Not sure if you've noticed, but those advertised prices from the other dealers are just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. At Roberts Motors, the advertised price is the price you pay. And that, my friend, is great news for you. Don't fall for their so-called incentives that will leave you banging your head against the wall. Go with Roberts Motors. Prices you can trust and people you will like. That's the Roberts Motors way. And trust me, it's the way to go.
Has free checking become a thing of the past? Not if Liberty has anything to say about it. With three free personal checking options and even a free business checking account, free is alive and well at Liberty Bank, the local bank that gives you free checking choices and more cashing in your pocket. Bank locally, bank Liberty. For more information, visit www.bankliberty.com.
Riverbender Radio has built three great new stations just for you in the Riverbend. The Eagle, the Riverbend's classic rock station. The Bridge, hit music for the Riverbend and the river. Today's country and all your favorites. Check them out today at riverbenderradio.com.
When did I grow away, faith for thee in
So I got to tell you, listening to that song, that's new for me. I've not heard that song. Mm. And normally a little bit of humor, I would say that you picked that song because, you know, it's got your name on it. But I'm definitely going to have to listen to this song afterwards. Mm. But I definitely would like to hear from you. You know, we ask, what's your favorite song?
Yeah.
How does that song resonate with you?
So I would encourage anybody who's a lyric person to just go and read those lyrics. Like, before you even listen to the song, just go read the lyrics. It's More Than Able by Maverick City. And again, going back to this season of trying to figure out fulfillment, right? Like, what is God's plan for my life? Like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Those lyrics, the chorus, one of the things that it says is you are more than able. But at the very end, it says, who am I to deny what the Lord can do? And I think sometimes we shut out the possibilities that God has for our lives. We kind of dictate what is in the realm of possibility for God to do. And I was kind of doing that. I was like, well, I just turned 30 last year. I kind of started having what we would call that quarter life crisis, I guess. I was like, okay, well, what am I supposed to, I have no career. I've done all ministry my entire life. You know, I'm just trying to find myself. And I kept saying stuff like, well, I could never do this. Like, I could this is out of the possibility. This will never happen. This thing right here. And I heard this song. Actually, it's funny. I was ministering at a camp, and the worship team had done this song, and I had never heard it before. And I just started looking at the screen. I had stopped singing, and I just started reading the lyrics. And every lyric was like a punch to my face, in a sense, like spiritually, just like God speaking directly to me. It's like, who are you to deny me of doing any kind of miracle in your life, working any kind of thing for your good in your life? And so I just, every time I start getting to myself mentally in a place where I'm like, I don't think that could happen, I go back to that song, and God just speaks to me all over again about how I'm more than able, bigger than any other thing that's in your life. I can do it. I just need you to believe in me.
That's incredible. I love that.
No, I absolutely love it, because, you know, one of the things, again, having you on the show, you've done youth ministry, you're in church. I mean, like, you're in the church when I say that I'm this newbie, okay? And I'm listening to you, because sometimes people use the word coincidence, but when you have faith, okay, it's just not coincidence, it's faith, it's all possible.
Right.
But what you just shared with me, and I would say that's vulnerable, is you were so strong in the church, but you were admitting that you questioned the capabilities of what you could, because you pray.
Yeah.
But your flesh life took over, and it's just like, you know, I'm just Cole, I'm 30 years old, I've never done something like that. That's not upon me.
Yeah.
Dude, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I think sometimes it's easier for us to believe that God can do a miracle for somebody else, but when it comes to us, we're like, no. And for whatever reason, we shut down God being able to move in our lives, whether it's we feel like we don't deserve it, or we try to take this, like, unselfishness approach, like, well, God, I don't need you to do that for me. Like, I'm content, right? Like, I'm good, whatever. But honestly, it's selfish to not let God do what he wants to do. He's so freely giving all of these things. And so, yeah, I'm vulnerable, dude, because I watched God, over 15 years of ministry, do all these miracles and all these things in other people's lives. And then I hit this crossroads for myself, and I'm like, God, no, like, I don't need you to do anything for me. I'm good. And it's like, no, but I want to. And I think when we get to a place where we understand that God wants to move in our lives, that he wants to bless us, that he wants to work on our behalf in our lives, it frees you up so much more to have faith and to trust him. I love when David goes to face Goliath. He tells people, well, I can face Goliath because God delivered me over the lion and over the bear, and surely he'll deliver me over this as well. Our faith is built by continually seeing victory after victory after victory through Christ. And so for me, it was going back and saying, okay, let me look and see where God was more than able in this situation and more than able in this situation. And so now I could turn around and finally say, I'm confident that God can also do it here too.
You are inspiring me to listen to that song now.
One of the things that we talk about here on the show, or Brian does a lot, is that prayer is a very, like, utilized form of connecting with God. But from what I'm hearing, you kind of use music to do that as well. Can you expand a little bit on how that relationship through music works?
Yeah, I mean, it's a presence thing. Just getting into God's presence. Worship is not about me receiving something, but God receiving my worship and my praise on how good he is. And so when we sing a song like that, it's reverencing that that is who he is. And so then it gets you to a place to be able to receive who he is. And so I love that so much. When we get into a place of worship, it shuts out all of the world, right? It just shuts out all the problems. It shuts out all the issues. It just gets you to a focal point with God. And when we get to a focal point where our focus is on who God is, that's when we can see prayer start to take place and we see miracles start to happen and we see God start to move. We don't really get to see God move when we take him out of focus. Mm-hmm. Right. And so music is a powerful tool, both in the church and in the world. You know, let's not forget that the devil's number one thing when he was an angel was what? Music. Mm-hmm. It was a powerful tool. And so we see how music influences people. Worship just takes you to that place of being able to make God the focus. And that's helped me so much. I could name 10 more worship songs that, you know, that in a certain season of my life, man, that song spoke to me. That song helped me put focus in that area of my life back onto God, and it shifted me back to where I needed to be.
MJ, I'm so glad you asked that because that's kind of where I was going subconsciously. And then also, if your interpretation, you probably used the word focus like 10 times. Mm-hmm. And is that what he always says? Just focus on me.
Yep.
You know, and then you start talking about songs, and I'm thinking the goodness of God and Waymaker, Miracle Maker, Light Ocean. The Darkness.
Yeah.
Right. So while we're on that specific topic, one of the things that I do every time you see me looking at the camera, again, they might not know Brian Truss, and sometimes I don't know how to interpret it. So I'd like to connect with you right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord, anoint me to say what I want to say to Cole so he can anoint them. Your passion for music, like I said, Christian rap, Christian punk, to our new viewers or even our viewers who know Jesus, but they're struggling right now, can you help interpret with me what a listener or a viewer could do right now if they're in that trial, tribulation, and anxiety? I know prayer is the number one thing, but maybe from your version, how do they start right now?
Mm. Again, let's go back to that phrase we said earlier, doing nothing gets you nothing. Start somewhere. If it's going to church this Sunday, I mean, what's today, Thursday? If it's going to church this Sunday, Saturday, find a church that's near you and just go.
I want to interrupt real fast because I'm good at that. Speaking of church, I'm going to put it out there again.
Yeah.
If it's not conflicting with baseball because I have some obligations, what Cole just said, I encourage you, as much as I'm pushing that number out there, that 314 number, Cole, here's what I tell people. If you want to try to go to church, but you don't know the comforts and the way these things goes, I'm putting it out there. Text me. I will go to the church of your choice. I would love to go to church with you because I always talk, and that's how you could start, because you might invite me to church and it might be a new place. And guess what? I'm flesh life. I'm human. I might not know how that church service goes.
Right.
But I promise you, I'm going to be right there by your side. And the number one thing, that worship, that music, you know, if it's good, it gets you pumped up because you got to get the word.
Yeah.
Because if you don't understand the word, you'll never get that time back. And again, I was interrupting, but I had to say, if you would like to go to church, I would love to go to church with you.
Yeah. And here's the, I'll caveat by saying, the Bible talks about how iron sharpens iron. It is important that if you're in that place, you need to be surrounded by other people who also know the word, who also pray, who also live this life and live it unashamed. And so I would say get into church, but plug into church. Find a place where there's a community for you. And I'll say this, not every church is for everybody. I'm not going to sit there and say, you got to go to this church. It's the only church. For instance, I love my church. My church is a great place for me.
Give it a shout.
Word and Spirit Family Church on Humbert Road in Alton. Our mission statement is we're a bunch of imperfect people serving a perfect God. And so we just come together. We worship God Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. We have free coffee and donuts at 9:15. So you can come and join. We have all ages. We have great stuff. And man, our pastor, if I can say anything about our pastors love people, they love God, and they love connecting people to God.
Yeah.
And so But find a church anywhere. Just get connected. But even in your own, if you're like, man, that even that just sounds intimidating, on your own, there are a million podcasts like this one. Go start plugging into podcasts and just listening. Go to Spotify and just search worship playlists. Go get in a quiet room and just sit there. And I think sometimes we make prayer more complicated than it has to be.
Right.
Just talk to God like you and I are talking right now. Just talk to God like he's a normal human being. It might be awkward, but it's you're by yourself. So you can get over it a lot easier than being in a room full of people and trying to pray. Just talk to God. Tell him about what's going on in your life. Ask him to move in your life and see what happens. Find you a Bible. Again, I encourage you, Bible app. You can change the translation a million times in the Bible app. I like the Passion Translation. It's very simple to read. The English Standard Version is also a good one. Those two are ones that I can read and understand, and it makes it plain and simple for me. Get on the Bible app or find a hard copy and just start reading. Just start reading God's word, and I promise you, he'll start to reveal things to you as you're obedient to those things.
I absolutely don't want to interrupt, but we do have to do one more commercial break, but we do have some James scripture that you sent over. Yeah. Do you want to maybe talk about that first part of it, and then after the commercial break, we'll go into what that means to you.
Yeah, so James 1:22, it says that to be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And this is actually the scripture I chose when my son was born. My son's name is James.
Right.
This is, if there's one thing that is my mission statement from my own life and what I plan to teach my son, is to be a doer of the word. Whatever God's word says it, if it says it, I believe it, and that settles it. So teaching my son and teaching those that I come into encounter with to just be doers of the word. Don't just hear what God's saying to you. Don't just hear, well, I should read my Bible. Don't just hear, well, I should go to church. Don't just hear these things, but do them. Because if you don't, the Bible says, The only thing you're doing is you're deceiving yourself.
That's powerful. Again, doing nothing will get you nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get to a commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Get paid to go solar.
We're not solar bros. At Grid, we're solar pros. We explain the process behind solar power so you can make an informed decision. We'll work with you to make owning your power as simple as possible and affordable with zero down financing and payment options. Our only goal is to save you money. Call Grid when you're ready to be independent of the power company.
I had an amazing experience with Dr. Haug and her team. I came here when I was 10 years old to get my braces on. Now I'm 28 years old, braces off, and I get so many compliments on my smile. It's helped me thrive in my career as a news reporter, and also as Miss Missouri USA, I took the stage with confidence, knowing my smile was gonna make me look like $1 million. I've never felt better and more confident because of my smile.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof, because they know your house is home base for their dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues,
ready?
Future rocket scientist,
we have it all.
Or a budding prima ballerina. When you feel totally protected, your family's free to pursue their dreams. She's good.
Let's go.
American Family Insurance.
No matter the season, Played Again Sports in Edwardsville has the gear the athletes need to get in the game. Whether you're shopping for the newest sports equipment or saving money on quality used gear, Played Again Sports carries what you need to maximize performance to get the most out of every swing, kick, stroke, or shot. We'll even buy your used goods, paying cash on the spot. We carry all the gear for all the sports all year long. We're your hometown sporting goods store, Played Again Sports, conveniently located at 4 Club Center Court in Edwardsville. Picture This and More has been a trusted name in the Alton community for more than 30 years, with the last three being right here on Broadway. We specialize in quality framing at affordable prices. We also feature works by local artists because we're proud of our community. If you have valued treasures to display and preserve, we're sure to have the perfect fit with our large selection of custom framing and display options. Whatever color, shape, or size, Picture This and More has the look you need. Stop by today and let us help you with your next project.
So, MJ, I got to bring this up. Mm-hmm. Do you think that I'm overplaying Michael Jackson? When I say it's my favorite song, I mean, that's my jam.
You know, I actually had a question for Cole. I don't think you're overplaying it. I do happen to like it myself.
Because I want to make the world a better place. Yes. And you know how we're going to do that?
By changing.
If they're all willing to make a change. Okay, go with your question.
So, my question for you is, with worship music, does it have to be like worship music, or can it be Man in the Mirror? Can it be Oliver? I've got my Oliver shirt on. It's opening tomorrow. If you saw CJ's morning show,
and Thursday, you're in it.
I am in it. I play Mrs. Sourberry. It's a great cast, a lot of fun. But can it be that kind of music? Can it be Man in the Mirror? Like, does it have to specifically be like God, You Are Good to be worship music, to be music that praises God?
Yeah, I will say that there's a place for everything, and God can use anything. And if you, again, you go back to his word, God uses burning bushes, donkeys. Yeah, he used anything to speak his message, right? And so sometimes you got to use the resources that are around you. And God has definitely spoke to me through a TV show once or twice, or, you know, you get around some of these ministers that they're able to relate the word in such a way through. I'll shout out my pastor. I made a vignette once about him. I do some of the social media for our church, and I made a joke about how many song references he makes throughout the message. And, you know, he's quoted Eminem, he's quoted Tupac. I mean, like, you just name it, and he, you know, sometimes we can relate to a phrasing, even if it, again, God can take anything and work it for his good. And so even if its intention wasn't meant for something, sure, we can still see God use it in a different way. And so I would say, yeah, sure, God can do anything.
that's from him to Snoop Dogg. Yeah. So we're getting close to the show ending, which is great because I was able to get scripture in. We were able to get your song in. I'm absolutely loving this. I keep pushing this phone number. If you put it back up there, y'all got to make some chatter. How did MJ do for her first debut? I mean, this is awesome. You know, CJ, we're missing you. We're loving you. And before I know we get short on time, Cole, I'm going to pick on you again.
Yeah, go for it.
I keep telling, we were in the commercial break, we were talking that I struggle, but I'm telling you guys, I'm accountable and vulnerable that I've not been diving into the word. There's a lot of, you know, failures on my end. But the ultimate, and we talked about it, I'm not necessarily saying that this show is about religion, but it's starting with the relationship, because when you create a relationship with Jesus, I'm just going to tell you how it affects on my life, okay? It's not coincidence. It's faith. Like you said, Jesus uses all these things around you. And guys, I'm glowing and I'm smiling and God is good. Well, when you start feeling that way, now you start diving in to the word or going to church. So I'm not saying that you have to go to church, because church could be in your car, it could be in your recliner, but it starts with that relationship, because religion's nowhere for you unless you're speaking to our mighty Father.
Yeah.
So before we conclude our show, we talked about prayer, we talked about obedient. Give our viewers and our listeners a challenge. What would you like outside the show? Give them a challenge for something to work on that says, here's how you get started, like you said earlier.
Yeah, I'll say this. This is a big one, and maybe can be a sensitive topic for some. But let go of church hurt. Let go of things that have happened in the past. You know, we'll give McDonald's 973 tries to get it right for us and still come back every time it gets it wrong. Remember that the church is still full of imperfect people There are people who make mistakes, who don't always hit the mark, but it's still not a reason to not go. You know, again, doing nothing gets you nothing. I would say this. I would say that, again, we don't want to be religious people. We want to be relationship people, just like you were saying. And I use the analogy with my wife. If I want to build a relationship with my wife, what do I have to do? I have to talk to her. I have to connect with her. Amen. I have to spend time with her. I go and I get to know the things about her. And so we don't go to church because it's religious. We don't pray because it's religious. We don't read our Bible because it's religious. We do it because we have an authentic relationship with who God is. We have an authentic relationship with Him as our Creator, as our Father. And so because of that, we do X, Y, and Z. We pray. We read our Bible. We go to church. We connect. We serve. We come together. We sharpen one another. So I would encourage anyone who's listening who's maybe been to church before and had a bad experience, or it fell flat, or it fell short, or maybe you just burned out, whatever the case may be. I have my own church hurt.
Sure.
It happens to everyone. I've been on church staffs. It happens to everyone. I wish it didn't. I wish it could be better.
Forgive and move forward.
But we have to forgive and move forward, and we have to do it not because people deserve it, but it's not forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness isn't for people. It's for you. It's to keep it from hurting and making your heart bitter. So forgive, move forward, and allow your relationship with God to be built. That would be my challenge to anyone
good,
listening.
Right?
Yeah.
MJ, Cole, you're beautiful.